Hello.
Hey, John, it's Jeremiah from Cardiff.
Hey, how are you? That was pretty quick.
I just got your message. I didn't even hear the phone
Yeah,
ring, so.
I wasn't sure, what time you get into the office there, with the 3 hour time difference and everything. So I figured if you were there, good. If not, I'd leave you a message and you get back to me eventually.
I get here at 6:30, so pretty
Holy
early.
crap.
Yeah. Well, because we deal with a lot of business owners on the East Coast, so
Oh, so yeah, so your hours are probably different then. That makes sense. That makes sense. So here's what happened since I spoke with you last. My business partner Todd has made some connections that he's been working with, and something just kind of actually happened over the last couple of days where we have the ability, possibly, we're still trying to work everything out, to do a large project for a health care facility here on the East Coast. It's a actually rather large healthcare facility, and it's a project that will probably take us some length of time to do. And if we get wrapped up with it, it probably is going to require us to have to do something like we did before. The thing is that. And he's going to get me the information shortly. We're looking at maybe like $100,000, $150,000, somewhere in that vicinity. We're not looking for a humongous amount of money at this point, but just enough to get us, with what we have to do for the time period that we're going to be working, because most of it's going to be materials, payrolls, and stuff like that. And with where we are right now, we just went through our receivables and everything, and it's going to be tight. So we figure maybe this might be a good opportunity, to possibly do something, that we can kind of more or less fund this particular project while everything else is going to be coming in, as we're in the midst of everything there. What would be the possibility of something like that, say, like that 150,000?
What do you got? Do you know your balance on your loan right now? I don't have
Yeah,
it
it's only
here.
t it, it's like $22,000. We have two payments left. We have one that's going to come out Wednesday or Thursday. It actually comes out, and then next week we're done.
Oh, perfect. What did you guys borrow the first time? Do you remember the
Two
total?
fifty.
Okay. Yeah,
Well, it was
it's
two
not
fifty, but then it came out to like $295, I think. It was like two
with the
nine
payback.
nine nine two yeah two. It was almost $295. It was like 2944, whatever the heck it was. It was like,
Around
just
there.
came out
Okay.
just under.
So getting you the 150 is not going to be an issue, most likely. Did you have any issues paying it back? Everything went smooth?
Nope, everything was like clockwork. Every single week, everything came out like clockwork, not a hiccup. The only thing that happened, there was a misunderstanding, and I think maybe it was you that I spoke to in the beginning, or maybe it was OnDeck who we worked with. When the first payment came out, I thought it was going to be, because it was right before Christmas, I thought there was going to be like a week hiatus, because we actually got funded, I think it was like on a Tuesday, and the first payment came out Thursday, and I wasn't expecting that. So they gave us like, an extra week in there, to make up for that because of the misunderstanding. But other than that, everything else came out, on time, not a hiccup, nothing.
Cool. It shouldn't be a problem at all to get you this money, John. I mean, especially from what you guys took out last time, you're looking to get a smaller amount. It won't be an issue. The fact that you're a returning customer, we're probably going to get you a better payback, most likely, than what you paid the first time. So, do you remember the process? How long did it take you last time to get funded? Do you remember? Was
Yeah,
it?
it was a little bit of a it was a little bit longer than I had we had hoped, only because I think with the paperwork, initially, supplying all the initial paperwork and then having to wait for the funding. I mean, I'm going to say it was probably, and I'm going back, to December here, it had to be a good, week to 10 days, from the start to finish with everything. Which
So
wasn't
he
awful, but again, only because of the time crunch that we had at the time with everything, it was tight. I mean, and again, I can't remember if it was you specifically that I dealt with at the time, but I know, there was a lot of back and forth, and I know that there was a lot of pushing that was done to get it, as quickly as possible, which was appreciated, all the way around from,
Absolutely.
everybody's end with everything.
Absolutely. Okay, well, what about with this? When are you looking to get it by?
Well, again, it's going to depend on when this thing comes through, and I'll know very shortly here. I mean, today's Monday already, and again, I didn't know if it was possible to try to just to get some materials and things set up, because we're going to have to mobilize like this weekend. So I don't know if this by the end of this week would be possible, or if it's not, you know, then, you know, obviously the soonest that we could, the better, because like I said, then it won't delay us from starting the project and getting, you know, what we need, you know, started.
So how much are you guys going to be making on this project? Do you know, like, is it a hefty return?
I mean, it's a mold project for us. I mean, so, you know, the profit on it, I mean, from what I understand, from what my partner calculated, because he's the one who usually, you know, prices all these things out, you know, we're looking at somewhere like around a 40% plus profit.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay. And then have you guys worked with them before?
This particular company, yes. Yeah, no. We have worked with them before, but only on time, like on much smaller projects. You know, we've done, like, I don't want to say maintenance work. How do I describe this? It's what they call operations and maintenance, basically, kind of stuff, you know, where we go in there and we do like kind of little bits of cleanup and stuff. So this is a little bit bigger project. Actually, I said mold. It's not mold. It's asbestos.
Okay.
The operation and maintenance stuff is, you know, like if they're doing something like in one of their, hospitals or clinics or something like that, and then you know, they come across like you know, some kind of little asbestos that's on an elbow or something, we have to go in there and we kind of take care of it. And we've been doing like these little things for like 1900 2800, you know, so now there's a bigger project that's come up, come about, you know, and we have the opportunity to do it, but it's going to take a little bit of time, and it's going to take some, you know, money to kind of fund everything for it. And you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you never know, and then all of a sudden they just call you out of the blue, and it's like, hey, you know, we kind of need to move on this thing now, and you know, when can we kind of put everything together and start doing it? So they must be getting some kind of pressure or heat or something from somebody to get it taken care of, because it was kind of like, you know, when we were looking you know, at some of the different things that they were involved in with the renovations and stuff with the hospitals. You know, it's like, oh, well, you know, you should be taking care of that. You know, yeah, it's on our list. And, you know, they just kind of, they don't pay much attention. And all of a sudden, something must have happened. And it's now, it's like, oh, you know, we got to really take care of this thing. So
now it's a priority. Somebody from upstairs.
Somebody from upstairs, or there's a complaint or something happened to trigger this, because, you know, it's like, yeah, and you don't want to push these people to the point where they're like, oh, you know, these people are a pain in the ass, and now we don't even want to deal with you. But so, you know, as luck would have it, you know, this popped up, and you said, okay, so here we go. Let's see what we can do.
Well, sweet. I mean, business for you guys, and you just got to act fast.
Yeah,
I know we can.
That's the only thing.
Yeah, we can definitely assist you. I'll work on getting this started right away. Is there any way you can get me 6 months of the most recent bank statements?
Yes, I can definitely do that. Now, here's the thing that happened with us. When we first did this loan, we were with one particular localized bank here in New Jersey. And we had some issues with them, and we were looking to try to get away from them. But because of a tie that we have with them, it wasn't so easy. And we actually started switching. We switched one of our accounts, one of our main accounts, out of the bank into another bank. So right now we're working with two banks. So I'd have to give you copies of, you know, the bank statements that I have for both banks, if that's okay.
That would be perfect, actually. And then let me know which bank you want to start getting this money deposited into.
Yeah, it's probably the one that where everything, the new one that we have, because eventually we'll try to graciously work our way out of this other bank. I mean, they, you know, ever since we were trying to pull our accounts out of there, you know, they kind of cleaned up their act a little bit, and they treating us a little bit better. So we still eventually want to, you know, get out of there. But, you know, for right now, we're kind of stuck in between, you know, the two. So, I mean, it's not a problem. I can give you both accounts to show you everything. So
perfect.
Now, the other thing too, and I know this happened initially, because we still have a payroll account that we deal with the one bank, and we also have a checking account there. So there's a couple of different accounts that are still tied to this other bank. And I know, I think when they looked, you know, when underwriting looked at it before, you know, they saw money going in and out, you know, within the same bank. The name of the bank is Sun National Bank, but they saw money going in and out of different accounts. And that was only because, like I said, you know, when we got certain monies in, you know, we would take it out and transfer it to, say, our payroll account for the week, you know, for our payroll. Then we had another account that we used. It was like a debit card account. Sometimes, like when we, you know, needed something for a dumpster or miscellaneous things, it was small little amounts. I mean, you know, like $100, $1,000. You know, it was used for, you know, little stuff like that. But I know it was questioned and it was all explained. But I'm just letting you know and giving you a heads up that, you know, that still, you know, is in existence. I mean, obviously, like I said, there's nothing to hide. It's all straightforward. But, you know, it is what it is.
I appreciate it, definitely, and I will notate it in case they have questions on that as well.
Yeah, I mean, last time it was very simple. I mean, you know, the questions came back, I explained it, you know, and, you know, they had no issue with it, and obviously we got the money and everything was great. You know, we weren't trying to do anything shady or sneaky or underhanded. It was just the way that, you know, our accounts were set up and, you know, how we basically utilized, you know, a central spot for money to come in, which was acting as, I'll call it like a savings account. And from there, you know, money was, you know, divvied out to other accounts. Like I said, a payroll account or a debit card account, or there was our main operating account where we wrote checks out of, you know, to pay our bills and stuff like that. So that's why there was, you know, that kind of going on.
Yeah, that makes sense. No, it makes sense. Okay. Yeah, so send those over as soon as you can, and I will try to get the process started here. And we'll shoot for try to get the funds to you by Friday.
Okay. All right. I'm going to say it's probably going to be, you know, I said 100, 150. It's probably going to be the 150. I'm thinking, you know, based on all the preliminary, you know, conversations and things that we've had so far over the weekend and again, you know, this morning. So that's where we are. Now, the thing, too, obviously, and I know I asked you this before, and I guess we'll see what this turns out to be, you know, as far as the rate. You know, obviously we're hoping for, you know, as favorable a rate as we possibly can get, you know, obviously as a returning customer. And I don't know if there's different programs, you know, that there are now or lenders that there weren't before. So, you know, obviously you want to try to get the most favorable rate that we possibly can.
Exactly. And like I said,
the same thing.
Absolutely. And since you are a returning customer, that's all the programs we're going to shoot for, our returning customers. And obviously we want to keep you coming back and, you know, we want to be your main bank that you come to and just, you know, whenever you need financing, we help you out.
Right.
So
now,
I'm going to make sure I get you the best program.
No, I appreciate that. So I guess then my other question or last question is, you know, because obviously we were placed with OnDeck, who was, you know, great, you know, to work with, and, you know, any questions or anything I had, you know, they kept in contact with me, and then I, you know, I spoke with them. There really were no issues. Would they be the same person that we'd be dealing with, or it could potentially go to somebody different at this point?
It could potentially go to someone differently, but we have a great relationship with OnDeck. So how it's going to work, John, is that I'm going to see what I can do for you with OnDeck, and then I'm going to see if there's something better than that. If there's something better, and then I'm just going to come with you with different options, and you're going to tell me which way you guys like to go.
Okay.
So, and I'm going to shoot for as much as possible just in case something comes up. Obviously, you don't have to take the full amount, but at least you know. And
no, that's fine. I mean, I appreciate that. Oh, there was one other question that my my business partner, Todd, asked me, and I couldn't remember this before. The length of time, what is the longest time frame that you can go out as far as, he just was curious to know this, you know, for the payback. Is it 6 months, 12 months, or what is that time frame?
Well, the good news is, as a returning customer, you get a longer term because obviously they know you can pay it back. You've done it before. So I will shoot. I've seen up to 24 months, sometimes 3 years.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, no. So, God, we wouldn't need anything like that. I mean, I think he was just looking at, you know, different option scenarios because I think initially, if I'm not mistaken, we were kind of locked into that 6 month time period. It was no more than 6 months, I think. And maybe I'm misquoting it because I don't remember. You know, so I mean, if anything, I mean, we would be looking for no more than 12 months. I mean, like not 24 or anything like that. That's crazy. Yeah, we wouldn't need it for anything like that.
Okay, so I will notate that here. So what we'll do is, like I said, I'll get the most amount approved, and then I will come back with different programs, with different terms and lengths. There will just be so many options that you guys will just choose what's best for your business.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, when do you think you'll be able to get those banks to?
I should be able to. The girl in my office who handles all that for me, she should be able to pull all the statements together, and I would say probably get it to you within the next less than half an hour, I would think.
Perfect. You want me to touch base with her if I need anything else document wise, or do you want me to go?
Yeah, what I'll do. Her name is Erica. Her name is Erica Venerelli. You'll see the email come directly from her. And then this way, you know, if there's any additional bank, you know, requirements, you know, I'll have her copy me when she sends you the information so that, you know, if you're going to correspond back to her via email, then I'll see it as well. So that this way, you know, in case there's anything that, you know, which, you know, she handles all the financing with me, with the company, as far as all, you know, bill paying, you know, bank statements, reconciliations, all that kind of stuff.
Perfect.
So yeah, she would be the best person, you know, for that, you know, if you're going to communicate. Otherwise, if you have a specific question, you know, that you need to talk to me about, then, you know, this is my cell phone. This is probably the best, you know, to get a hold of me, because a lot of times I'm in and out of the office, you know, either at meetings or, you know, wherever. So I could be on a job site, you know, so just call me on this number then.
Absolutely. I'll do that. All right. Well, I'll look out for that email, and we'll be in touch, and we'll get this going for you.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Jeremy. I appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.